Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to episode 63 of Ready Player 2. I'm going to have to keep this fucking boat moving because we have got not one, not two, not 12, but five hosts on this episode, which
what
is fucking precedented. So as you heard, well, there's no point introducing, we've just got everybody. Just fucking everybody's here. Well, all the cool people anyway.
And me.
On this episode, we have Lee.
Hello.
We have Ross.
Hello.
We have Lewis.
Hello.
We have Elle. And we have me. I'm Rich. We're all here. This is unbelievable. Possibly going to be an utter train wreck, and I'm not going to be able to move everybody on. Lee's editing this, so good luck.
It's basically the apocalypse.
Yeah, this is
sorry about that.
Essentially the worst it's ever going to get.
Editing the apocalypse.
Good. We're going to move straight in. We're going to have to because we've got so many people to talk about so many different things. The slight elephantitis in the room is that we've got E3 coming up as well, which is just this great big monolith of a thing that that nobody's really bothered about talking about at the moment. So we might slip a little bit of that in a little bit later on. Will we?
It's either next week or tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this.
Yeah, depending on when this episode comes out. Or it happened 2 weeks ago.
Or if you're listening to this on Dave, it was months ago.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago.
I'm too stressed being a time traveller. It's hard.
It's hard work. If we're ever on Dave, Lewis, we've made it.
Yeah.
That's it. And then...
Well, it depends on how Dave feels about it.
No, it'll be absolutely fine. All we've got to do is get really rowdy, say really offensive things, which we're already on, and then we then punch people.
Oh, get wow, this is a step too far.
Move to another network. It's
just, and then we get amazing. Given our own Amazon show.
Yeah. Guys, we're on it. We've got a 3-year plan. Okay, great. Look, we're going to start off with some games that we have played this week. We're going to blast through these a little bit. I want the first person here to be... Elle.
I have been playing some mobile games, because you really liked it last time when I played mobile games. So I played some more!
Yeah!
Yeah!
We give you what you want.
I played Don't Get Fired.
You always bring us the very best in weird fucking games that none of us have heard of.
I think this is why I'm here, to bring the weird games to you. Don't Get Fired is a game about the Korean job market.
Of course it is. What other job market is it going to be about?
So basically, you go to a job interview, there's a random chance that you'll get hired as an intern, at which point there's basically you click on job tasks to put them in your little stack and you work down your little work stack, ooh, and then there's like little events that happen and you choose things. I'm trying to be as vague as possible so that I don't give any of you a chance. God damn it! I don't want anyone else to have the chance that I had. But yeah, you do a job, you work as an intern, and if you don't get promoted within like the 6 months that you're an intern or year or whatever, then you get fired. There is a range of things from eating crisps to falling asleep at your desk that you could get fired for. The game doesn't even like you taking screenshots of it.
What?
They'll fire you for that too.
You get fired for taking screenshots.
Oh yeah, like it's great. There's so many random things.
Is there a crisp eating mini game?
No. It's your character's in like, oh, I'm really hungry. Could go for a packet of crisps. And you're like, yeah, okay, mini me, you have those crisps. Then your boss is like, fired.
I'm just looking at it now. It looks a bit like
just like game dev tycoon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like Papers, Please.
It's weird, is what it is. I'm not going to lie, but it is addictive. And then, like, you get really frustrated because you get fired so many times. But I have a secret for you. If you change it into how many ways can I get fired? I want to get fired in all of the ways. Then the game becomes much more fun because you just don't give a shit anymore and you basically try and get fired in all the ways.
Like the Stanley Parable of getting fired.
Yeah, this sounds amazing.
Love the way you can make a game out of a game. Oh.
Not only does Elle bring us the weirdest games, she also manages to morph them because they weren't weird enough already. She manages to go, no, this game isn't bizarre enough already. I'm going to turn this shit on its head.
I was getting frustrated because you get fired so often. Also, the higher up the ranks you get, the less hair you have. I think this is an ominous life lesson that it's trying to teach me.
Can you pick a male or a female?
No. It's just a male, but he has blue hair, so I assume he could be anyone.
Because Korea is rife with blue-haired hermaphrodites. It's a real problem over there. This is why so many people can't get jobs. Okay, right. So that's the first bizarre game. I want to save the other bizarre... Oh, actually, one of Elle's games isn't bizarre at all, which I'm slightly disappointed in.
Standard game from Elle.
I know.
Standard game. How dare I?
Don't tell everybody what it is. We'll save it for later. This can be like our clickbait. Right. Ross, what have you been playing in the 4 years since you've been on this podcast?
Well, apart from the obvious ones, I'm still playing every day. Everyone knows
all
what
the
they
balls.
Are.
Football Manager.
Exactly. I'm actually writing a series on that for a website, so I've got reason to play it now.
Writing a series? I shouldn't sound condescending about this because I've written some real inane bollocks in my time. All right, carry on.
But anyway.
I wasn't going to bring up the book, but...
Yeah, I
was just going to pop a link to his GeoCities.
Thanks, guys. Go on then, Ross, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a lot of the old Xbox 360 games that have just suddenly appeared on my Xbox One. In my games thing, like Trials HD, that is still one of the most addictive games you will ever play.
This is the backwards compatibility shit, yeah?
Yes.
I still find this absolutely brilliant, that if you previously owned a game on your Xbox Live account on Xbox 360, like a digital edition of it, they just unlock it and it just appears on your dashboard, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's just there. So you can play it.
It's really good.
Oh, brilliant. I've got like 40 more games to play on my Xbox now.
The thing is, I say it's really good, but actually it's just fucking common sense. I think I'm so shocked by the fact that a game developer or game manufacturer is using common sense that it's become really bizarre for me. So
yeah.
What games have you got?
Almost sounds like a reason not to sell your Xbox, doesn't it, Lewis?
hang on, we'll get to Lewis in a minute. Stop jumping the fucking gun.
Well, I've been spending about a week trying to beat Lewis's... scores and distances on some of the Trials mini games.
Oh shit me, I can't even remember the last time I played Trials HD.
Did you beat his scores?
They're still there. No, some of them I can't beat. The one where you have to the ski jump one.
Oh yeah,
do you remember that one? I just can't get past your distance.
And Lewis was so happy about that that he literally dropped the Xbox and walked off.
I'm done. No one's beating that.
Do you know what, I have a vague recollection of that, but I got so horribly pissed off with Trials HD that I did just switch it off.
It is the most frustrating game, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But it's also really addictive because you can instant restart, like just press B and you start again.
Is this that side-scrolling motorbike game?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, it's that hard they put a single button restart in it?
Yeah. It's all about physics, basically.
That in Ninja Gaiden. Now, hang on, I'm going to just quickly jump to another game that you've played this week.
Mm-hmm.
The one at the bottom, say that.
Rocket League.
Yeah, finally. And you have this on the correct platform. Actually, you have this on both platforms, don't you?
Well, no, I've only got it on the PC at the minute. I'm not paying £13 for an Xbox game.
That I've already got. That's quite the ultimatum.
That I've already got on PC. But yeah, it's I'm playing it on my laptop with a pad, obviously.
Yeah, well, everybody plays Rocket League with a pad. If they don't, they're stupid.
Yeah, because trying to play that, it's hard enough with a pad. It's impossible with a keyboard and mouse.
I believe that this actually, apart from Elle, this is the first time that four of us have owned the same game on the same platform. Is that right?
A game less than a year old.
Rocket League's quite old now. I don't think that we're really making headway with that. We've played some Rocket League together as well.
We have. I'm rubbish, aren't I? Yeah, you can say it.
Lewis, what have you been playing this week?
I just follow the ball around. I can't help myself.
Yeah,
follow the ball. Like a dog chasing its tail.
That's football, kids.
To be honest, Ross, I wouldn't feel too bad because I was pretty much exactly the same.
It's fun.
Hey, I wouldn't feel too bad. I've been playing with Lee for months and he's still the same.
I played a little bit with Lee the other night and I thought, oh yeah, fuck, I'm doing really good here. I'm about to score. Completely missed an open goal. And then I realised that it was an open goal because I'd lost connection and everyone else in the game had frozen where they were.
But you still missed.
And really I still
good
missed.
The thing about that was Lewis had disappeared and I carried on solo and scored 2 goals.
Oh. he has no proof of this.
Better in his absence.
Apart from words.
Right, look, Lewis has got 2 extremely exciting pieces of platform-related news this week.
PC is all fixed, so yeah. I can now play PC games.
For people who didn't know this, Lewis's PC melted when he played Pong previously, and so he had to go to the lengths of taking the entire fucking thing apart.
Yeah, my laptop was a bit shit, and I took it apart, fixed it, put it back together, and it's now working.
Nice. And now we can play Rocket League.
So I can now play Rocket League with anyone else who plays it on PC, despite having only just recently bought it on the Xbox One. And then on Sunday last week, I decided to trade in my Xbox One for a PS4.
Woohoo!
So,
disappointed.
Mainly because there are more people that I... Now more people that I know playing on the PS4 than there are on Xbox One.
Should have listened to me in the first place.
What I love as well is he. I'm sorry, I'm really not stealing your thunder here, Lewis. But so he'd been playing Rocket League with us with an Xbox pad on the PC.
Oh yeah.
And Dead Island, because it's another game we'll be playing. Talk about that in a moment. And the first thing he does, he gets his PlayStation 4. And goes, right, yeah, let's play some Dead Island. How long did it take to get that fucking pad working?
Probably about 15, 20 minutes.
He was so frustrated. He was like, I'm just going to go out and buy a fucking Xbox pad.
Bit of a nightmare, but it's all sorted now. So
got there at the end.
Mm.
So that is, right, for anybody who isn't me, they probably don't give a shit, but I've been trying to get Lewis's PC, well, I've been hoping that Lewis's laptop is going to sort its shit out for absolutely ages. And now we can actually play PC games together and I don't feel quite as alienated as I did before. So yay!
Happy days. But you're right, no one gives a shit.
So with your newfound either PC or PlayStation 4, what game or games have you played?
Obviously, I said I played a bit of Rocket League with Lee, hoping to play a bit more with anyone else who wants to play, or who wants to school me at it. Played a bit of Dead Island Riptide,
yeah.
Because, you know, that's nice and current.
Is that the second one?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, well, it's not the second game, it's like a standalone expansion to the first game type thing.
Oh,
yeah,
right, okay.
Made in the same engine, but you have a fifth character.
Oh, right.
And it looks almost identical.
Have they fixed all the bugs from when the original was released?
No.
Oh, excellent.
Not all of them.
It still plays like shit.
Still, it plays so badly that it nearly made Lee hurl.
Oh, God, that was horrendous.
It's Dead Island. To be fair, I don't mind Dead Island, and I've never really minded it. I enjoyed it enjoyed the first one on the Xbox 360, so...
It's a good game. It's got a few bugs, but it's a good, solid-ish game. The thing that makes it fun is it's one of those games that you just kind of instinctively play with other people. And yeah. Having 4 people playing almost any game is always a giggle. Doesn't really matter how crap it is.
It's got what I like to call the Borderlands effect.
Yeah.
It's actually not that good a game if you play it on your own, but if you play it with other people, it's significantly better.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
The funniest bit when we played the other night was when you went AFK, Rich.
Oh, and you pushed me off the edge.
Yeah. Because it's really difficult to make another character move, but we all just sidled up next to him and just kept... rubbing up against him until he shuffled off the edge of the building.
It didn't look weird at all.
And 3 guys with weaponry.
Hey, nothing to do with me.
Rubbing up against a small Asian woman. We'd fought for absolutely ages because the map is an absolute nightmare in that thing. I don't know what... The first game was reasonably open. This one, it's like it's been designed by 2 idiots with an Etch-a-Sketch. It's really hard to get from A to B. So we were fighting for absolutely ages and everybody needed a break. So we managed to find this like kind of raised platform building thing. We're like, oh, we'll be safe up here. So we all climb up the ladder. I'm just like, right, AFK for a moment. I come back and they've all basically clusterfucked me off the edge of this building. And I'm standing with 50 zombies around me chewing on my corpse. So
yeah,
thanks,
but when
guys.
You died, you just respawned right next to us. So we
and you pushed me off
cheesy.
Again. Yeah,
well, it wasn't, that as well.
It wasn't lost on me. Thank you very much. All right. Lee, what have you been playing this week?
Doom.
Oh, okay. Did anybody else get a really poor opinion of this when they first released the whole beta on
yes.
Steam?
Well, not on Steam, but yeah, I played the multiplayer beta on the Xbox One and I wasn't that bothered about it.
No. And I've heard people either saying when the multiplayer beta came out, a lot of people went, it's not Doom, you got to level up and you start with weapons and stuff like that, which, you know, I kind of get that because the point in an arena shooter is that everybody starts with the same guns, but I bet you that there's a mode in it that lets you do that. And it kind of put me off. I was looking at it thinking, well, so many people are really angry about it. But now it's come out, I'm hearing so many positive things. What's your experience with it, Lee?
So far, I've probably put in, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours, and so far I'm absolutely loving it. It really does feel like a properly done and well done reboot of a franchise that I really do love.
Has it gone back to the fast paced crazy stupidity?
Yes, and not just that, it solves a lot of problems that were around in the original games. Things like the way the game flows. When you're in fights, there's no downtime. You don't have to, you know, replenish your energy by using some crazy game mechanic. Well, actually, no, you do replenish your energy using some crazy game mechanic. But the point is that you do it in as a fighting mechanic. So you have glory kills in this, where if you've got an enemy down to a certain level of health, it glows an orange meshy colour, and you hit the F key or whatever it is on your pad, and you go up and do a glory kill. If you're close enough, you rip its arm off and beat it to death with it. Or
to be honest, you, from what I've found, you don't even need to be that close. You kind of either teleport or you just zip
towards
them.
You have to be reasonably close, like half a level away or something.
Yeah. Within the same game.
If you do that, you get the enemy will drop health and ammo,
right, okay.
Or more health and ammo if you do that. And the bigger the boss or the bigger the enemy, you do it too.
Two really important pieces of information. Do guns and ammunition float slightly above the ground and spin?
No.
No.
Do you have a little picture of your dude in the centre of the screen that gets gradually more beaten up as you lose health?
No.
I'm out.
Sadly.
That's the best thing I can do.
That's it, I'm out. That's Doom for me.
There was an Easter egg that was going around in one of the levels. There is an old school map.
Oh, nice.
So you go into a secret area and it's an old school map with old school monsters in it.
I quite like the idea that they do a secret room that's got John Romero's head on a spike in it somewhere. And just see how that plays out in court. That would be brilliant. So, as a Doom game, you find it quite good?
It's good. It's I can see it's going to probably get a bit repetitive after a while, but the pace is keeping me going at the moment. I'm trying to ration myself a little bit on it as well, because I can see if I just throw myself into this and play 5 hours in a day, I might not come back to it the next day. But it's intense, and it's really, 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 really red as well.
Red.
There's a lot of red.
Red.
Is that because of the blood?
Yes. It's right. Everywhere.
Well, even just some of the level design, because I don't know if it looks like it's based on Mars. So
yes, it is, yeah.
You go from the second area. Sorry, you go into like the second area at the beginning of the game. This is one of the other games that I've been playing on the PS4. You go into a second area of the game and it looks like Mars. So it's all very red and kind of cratery and that kind of stuff. So
Doom 1, Doom 2, they kind of pushed things. And Doom 3 as well. They pushed hardware really hard. They came up with new technologies and made you upgrade your graphics cards. This one seems to have gone a little bit the other way. Even it still looks really, really, really nice. It's a pretty, pretty game. Mm. But it will run, well, a good case in point is it will run on your Abacus, Rich.
Oh, wow. That's fucking incredible. Mm. So essentially, it'll probably run on my phone as well. It'll be quite good. God, I'm looking forward to that. The thing is, I've always found that ID games are almost like, and it might not be the case with this one, but ID games historically have almost been like tech demos for their engine. And Crytek guys kind of do a similar thing, where they make the prettiest possible game that they can in the engine that they've just come up with, in the hopes that other people will license the engine and make other games with it. But then for the last like 3 times that ID have done this, nobody's fucking bothered and they just carried on using the Unreal Engine anyway.
Yeah, but that's the thing. The Unreal Engine is a known entity, isn't it? So.
Yeah. And I think that they've kind of gone, all right, let's not push ourselves too much because nobody's fucking buying it. Let's just make a good game.
Also, the Unreal Engine is mostly free.
Yes. I don't know how the engine works in this one. I think they have actually released this engine as free as well.
Oh, right.
I'm pretty sure I read that they've released this engine as free. Before everybody rushes off to the ID website to have like, their engine. Please don't hack ID. the last game I think I saw that was an ID game, was it Rage?
Yeah.
And that just kind of fizzled out. Mm. I think I might even have it, and I don't think I played it. Right, I'm going to get this because me and Lee clearly live in the same house. We're allowed to Steam Family Share with each other.
Yeah.
So I'm going to download that 50 gig megalith that is a game and give it a shot, see if it does run on my Abacus.
Stop drinking my beer.
Hey, I brought you beer last time I came round. Look,
it's all gone. Bring some more.
Right, one game that I've been playing this week, before we drop the pod bait... Hang on a minute, that sounds wrong. Before we drop the pod bait bomb of what Elle has been playing that isn't that weird, is that another on the nose, completely current game, Splinter Cell Blacklist.
Oh, I love this game.
There's a reason I got this, right? Because me and Lee hit the fucking treasure trove of Humbly Bundlies the other week. So I just Jackpot. Randomly, for whatever reason, decided that I was going to check the Humbly Bundly website to see what was on there. And they had a Deep Silver bundle, which had like what's that game that
Deep Silver yeah, Bundle Saints 2
so they had Saints Row 2 and 3 I think it was, and then Dead Island Game of the Year Edition or something, and then Dead Island Riptide Complete Edition and a load of other bollocks. I was just like, oh, that's loads of co-op games. Oh, I totally want to get that because I'm looking for a decent co-op game, so I bought that. And then there was the is it Ubisoft?
Yes.
The Ubisoft bundle as well. And I can't even remember half the shit that comes with it. It came with Far Cry 3.
Do you want me to list it?
Go on.
Rayman Origins, Far Cry 3, Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Blacklist, Assassin's Creed Chronicles China. Shit. Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Chaos Theory, Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, Tom Clancy's The Division, 100 Intel credits. That's all on Uplay. And on Steam, Call of Juarez, Gunslinger, and Grow Home.
I wonder why you were playing Call of Juarez, sweetly.
I actually really enjoyed that.
I played it as well. I thought that it was dull as bollocks. Yep, I played it for a short amount of time. It was like, it's like a light gun game.
Exactly. That's why you enjoyed
gonna,
it.
Yeah, but if you're going to play a cowboy game, play Red Dead Redemption.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Literally the only cowboy game you ever need to play until the new one eventually comes out.
All my Xboxes are in the loft.
Oh, yeah, of course, PC Master Race. You can get
No, I feel bad. But yeah, I bought those because I wanted to play some co-op games. It's worked out really well because we've been playing both Dead Island Riptide and Splinter Cell Blacklist. I've never, ever liked the Splinter Cell games.
Oh, I fucking love
them. Because they are sneaky, sneaky. And I am not good or patient with sneaky, sneaky.
You don't read the game tutorials. Of course you're not patient.
I don't. I don't read. And I've always kind of been put off, and I never liked the game engines, and it just lots of things. And then when I saw this, and I saw it had co-op, I thought, I'll have a quick look at it. And I saw the massive outcry of the fans when this game first came out, going, this isn't a proper Splinter Cell game.
Yeah.
He's all shooty-shooty. He's completely different from the guy that was in the previous games. So much so that the guy that does the voice, that has done the voice of Sam Fisher for the entire series of Splinter Cell games, basically went, fuck it, I'm out. You're ruining this character, I'm out. And so they had to get somebody else to do the voice of the character in this new game. All of which made me go, oh, I'm interested now. If the people who like the previous games hate this one, it might be for me.
It does feel a lot like Call of Duty Blacklist, doesn't it?
It's third-person Call of Duty. That's kind of what the game is. But no, we've been playing it primarily co-op, and I've been playing quite a lot of the single player as well. And it's just fucking really good.
It's another game I'm having to carry him in.
Oh, shut up.
That's funny, because I distinctly remember listening to you crying about Rich carrying you through.
Sorry, I'm going to have to edit that bit out. There was a bit of interference.
This needs to be documented. But yeah, been playing that, and I know it's really, really good. Really surprisingly good. But it's got elements of Mass Effect in it. It's got elements of... it's got the upgrades. You can buy upgrades. You can upgrade your ship. You can choose which missions you go on and the briefings. Ship. And
Plane.
Yeah, airship, whatever you want to call it.
Plane.
Where's the plane?
It's a plane.
All right.
What is it? A Zeppelin?
No, it's a plane.
Might be a Zeppelin. Never seen any wings.
What are you, 1920s Germans?
Oh, my God.
It's just great. It's just great. It's just a good game. It's a solid game. It is kind of buggy, specifically in the co-op, where every now and again it will just completely whack the fuck out. And considering how long some of the levels are, that's a real pain in the ass.
This is the game that me and Ciro played all the way through a multiplayer, and we got stuck on the final level when it bugged out.
Oh, really?
And we couldn't finish it.
As an example, there's loads of really arbitrary and annoying... This is something in level design that pisses me off. So there's loads of places. Like, you can just run and jump everywhere and climb, and there's kind of a pseudo Assassin's Creed climbing thing to it.
A pseudo Ubisoft game, because pretty much every other Ubisoft game you could run and climb.
Copy and paste.
So you can run and climb in it and everything. But then every now and again, you'll get to this like arbitrary 3.5 foot high door that needs two people to open before you can go through it. And you're just like, I could trip over this and get to the other side because there's no roof to it.
The door is in a bit of wall that's got a bit of fence next to it that you could just lean on and it will fall over.
Yeah. And I'm just like, this is fucking annoying. But there's one particular level that's like that. We got to this door and... you pull a crowbar out of your fucking asshole, presumably, and we both bust a door open. Through we go, and there's like a load more stuff to crawl through. And I'm crawling through, looking for enemies and stuff. And I hear Lee go, door closed. I was just like, yeah, it's meant to. He goes, yeah, but I'm on the wrong side of it. And the problem now is you need two people on the same side of the door to be able to open it. And the real fucking problem here is the wall that the door is set into is so low that we could actually see each other over it. I wasn't really sure what to do because I could have literally leant over this wall, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck and hauled him over, but it wouldn't let us do it. Apparently, that's not a game mechanic. But yeah, other than the odd bug, it's a really, really entertaining game. The major issue that you get is one of the greatest ways to make money and therefore upgrade all of your gear is to do these embassy missions where they're essentially waves of enemies. And the best you can do is to get to, is it 20 waves?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and you get just stacks of money. The problem is that we found that the longer you play into one of these levels, the percentage of money goes up and so does the percentage of risk that the fucking thing's going to crash. And I think the highest we managed to get to is 15 levels before it bombed out and we lost something like 700 grand. And went, fuck this, we're not doing that again.
It's a combination of that or it got ridiculously hard.
Yeah. Oh, no, it got really hard. Yeah, that's the other thing. It's got broken. Anyway, look, we don't need to talk about it for too much longer because it is a really old game. But if you're after a co-op game, it's excellent. It's really, really good fun.
Worth mentioning that we paid less than 10 quid for both of these bundles. I can't
But the thing
games.
Is, that's taunting people because they're both ending now.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
sorry
but
about that.
That's a lesson for people. Keep an eye on Humble Bundle.
Keep an eye on Humble Bundle. Yeah, you can get some amazing stuff on there.
Yeah.
Apart from at the moment, because current Humble Bundles are shit.
It's because we bought all the good ones. Sorry, they ran out. And on that bombshell, L.
Hello.
I'm going to let you do the normal game that you've been playing first, and then you can drop the weird game that you've been playing in afterwards just to balance the universe.
I even just double-checked the name, and the name of the cooler one that I'm going to mention today has actually changed names into an even more awesome name.
Okay.
But we'll talk about The Witcher 3.
Yay!
Yay! I like The Witcher 3. Do you know what made me buy this game? Because loads of people were complaining that it was completely sexist on the Book of the Face. And I wanted to try it out to see how much of a rage it would put me into. And I got to say, I'm not that enraged.
Is that, you sound disappointed.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, I'm in for this. Let's get it going. Instead, I can get certain things. I know that women are not boobs and ass, but... boobs and ass are nice. Come on.
Look, this is my entire argument, and I'm glad somebody else is finally on board.
I get it. I get it. It's fine. We'll put more women's in there, and they will range in all of the shapes and sizes. And then I can appreciate their boobs and ass in it as well. I know, but some people wander around naked. It's just a fact of life. When I'm inside my house, am I fucking wearing clothes in this heat? Fuck no. I'm wandering around butt naked.
Our listenership just gone
I'm
up.
Not going to ask if you are now because he's going to take a turn.
Well, no.
I do have to ask, do people walk around naked in The Witcher? Because I'm suddenly
interested. Yeah, there's this bit where in a cutscene, it's basically staring at this lady's naked ass while... can't remember his name, is in the bathtub.
Geralt, it's the very start of the game, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're complaining about sexism, you can't even remember the bloke's name. What's the problem? Do they all look the same?
That's alright, he's just a piece of eye candy for me anyway.
He's just eye candy with grey
hair.
Oh
man, he's got such good hair. And they shaved him and I was like, no, I actually like this beard. Keep it on. But there are so many options. He has so many looks. It's like the pig from the Simpsons movie. I really like it. I'm really enjoying it. I like riding around on a horse and beating wild dogs. Who knew? Also, yes, there's bits of I wish there was more backstory for ladies or backstories that didn't include sexual violence or those kind of things. But there's some awesome things here that you can enjoy and not do the other... crappy things.
Yeah, it's open world. You play it how you want, can't you?
Yeah. So the moral of this story is, as long as there's awesomeness at hand, sexism's
okay. So long as there's an equal... I don't know. I'm not a good person. I'm not a good human.
Have you done the Bloody Baron missions yet?
No, but I've... Oh, wait. Oh, there's the...
The big fat guy.
The child?
The stillborn.
Fetus?
Yeah.
Underneath... You've got to bury it?
Yeah.
I remember
that's a weird
this
mission.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't feel really comfortable doing this, but I'm a terrible human, okay. I've watched Mushishi, I've done terrible things. I really enjoy it. I think it's a good game. I too lament that, you know, sexism exists. And yes, I do ogle the male characters. Why? Because I'm a terrible human being. But maybe one day... look, just go into the previous podcast where I talk about fucking Isaac's bottom, because that is the best bottom ever. Ladies, seriously.
It just swings both ways, doesn't it, Al? You just like to keep the world in balance.
Oh, yeah, I am the balance giver. Like, play Dead Space. Play Dead Space 3 for the butt.
just watch his ass. Actually, that's co-op
as well.
It is
co-op. And then you can...
Maybe we can watch his
and
ass
And then you can go up and down the ladder together. Yeah!
that would be really annoying in a co-op game,
but
I'm just
anyway,
saying.
Witcher 3, good, despite sexist undertones.
Right. Does anybody else have another game that they want to talk about desperately, yes, or should we get El's wonky game out of
I've
the way?
I've got a desperately wanting to talk about one.
Go on, desperate yourself.
Cosmic Trip just hit early access on Steam today.
Is this not just you on LSD?
No, but it does feel like that. it's a VR game.
I was going to go get a drink, guys. Anyone want anything?
Can I have a cup of tea, please? Yeah.
Go on then, what is this?
A real-time strategy stroke tower defense game.
All right, okay.
And it's got a 1970s trippy feel to it with weird music, cel-shaded sort of colors going on. You play it with your hands. It's really good. You place the towers and the refinery and the factory that you have to put down and the turrets and things. You put them around you. And then waves of enemies appear. It's really, really early. I just had to mention this because it's absolutely blown me away. I've never seen or felt anything like this before in a game. I don't really like playing real-time strategy, sorry. And tower defense games are really not something I'm very interested in. But this just adds something completely different to it that is really pretty. And I think it's worth looking at and keeping an eye on for when they actually finish the game.
I quite like the idea of a tower defense game that isn't just like they're coming in like down a path or something. They're coming at you and you put the towers down around you and stuff like that. Sounds quite good. I'm watching a video of it at the moment. It looks quite cool, but it looks really, really fucking
cool. No, it's not. Once you're in there, everything is very, very ergonomic. You can feel everything, picking up stuff and catching stuff. And you've got this, your last resort weapon is you change one of your hands into this disc throwing thing. And you can throw like frisbee discs at the enemies as they come towards you. That mechanic is fantastic. It really feels great. It's like they should make the discs of Tron with that mechanic.
If my last ditch hope of living is my accuracy with a frisbee.
Well, no, it's got a really good auto-aim type thing. You kind of throw it near the enemies and it will hit them.
I find life needs auto-aim in this kind of thing. I look like an utter prat on the beach, not just for that reason, but for multiple reasons. It looks really cool, actually.
Another really cool thing about it, because the whole moving around thing in virtual reality is usually done with either teleporting or some crazy mechanic. This one, you lift up these gateways. There are arrows on the floor around you, or triangles on the floor around you, and if you pull one out of the ground, you pull this portal up in front of you, and it says walk through the portal, and you step forward into the portal and you zip forwards to the next part of the landscape, and you feel yourself flying across the landscape for a split second. They rush the world and past your eyes, and it does feel spectacular. I really like this.
Doesn't make you feel
sick. Not at all. No, there's no... When you're actually fighting or building your base, you are room scale. You don't have to move any further than your room.
Yeah.
When you do this rushing thing, it's a split second. It's you're there in the blink of an eye, but you can feel the world rush past you, and it's done so well. This is really... For a game that's just hit early access, it's really polished. It does look beautiful already.
The video looks really good. I'm gonna have to play this. I don't know how. I need to keep abusing friends that have got virtual reality.
You need to abuse friends that are closer to you that have got virtual reality headsets.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you're far too fucking far away. It's just inconvenient. I'm feeling a little bit bad now, though, because Lee's spoken about a VR game, Elle's spoken about a dodgy game, and Ross hasn't spoken about a ball game. Oh, no, Rocket League to Worlds in Balance. Oh, thank Christ for that. I was really worried. I thought I was, like, throwing the entire equilibrium off. Okay, right, look, we're gonna shoot off the what we've been playing very, very shortly, but I want Elle to speak about the odd game that she's played next.
Is this just because you need to hear the full title that it's under now?
Well, I don't know what the title was before, but go ahead.
It was called Page Boy, but I just needed to check, like, just to make sure that nothing's been updated. Also, I wanted to see, like, the little description they had. Turns out they've updated the name now. I don't know whether it's because of, I don't know, legal reasons. Is that why you change a name? But it's gone from The Simple Page Boy to Extreme Jobs Knight's Assistant.
Trips off
game.
The
what? Game. Does it actually have the word game in it?
I don't know.
Afterwards?
I might be adding game. But it is Extreme Jobs Knight's Assistant. So I preferred Page Boy. It's much simpler. But in the same vein as I talked about Soda Dungeon, I wanted to pick another lazy game that you could do on your phone. So Page Boy is basically picking stuff up that drops from monsters that a knight is beating up for you. And it's glorious.
Oh,
I like being lazy.
That kind of Page Boy. I thought you were just looking at some really boring wedding.
Oh, fuck no. God, give me some credit. Jesus. I mean, I do bizarre games that include dating pigeons, but, you know, there we go.
So, essentially, the entire game is following around the knight that is actually doing all of the work and just picking up shit that's dropping.
Yeah, and
so you're a loot whore.
I'm a loot whore, and I, like, give him potions to buff him or heal him, depending on what he needs. And I also pay for upgrades on the knight that is fighting so that I can grab more loot.
They've missed a trick with this game. They easily should have called it Loot Hoover.
Yeah, either that or support. Because basically, this is how I feel playing any support character ever.
You're just helping other people
helping
be good
other
and
people
feel good about
be
themselves.
Awesome. Which is shit. You should aspire to be the cool person. But if you don't want to be the cool person, then this is a game for you.
If you want to help other people be cool, then this is exactly the kind of game that you want. What's this on? Is this on PC?
No, it's just on. It's on the mobile. This one's another mobile game.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, I've done weird ones on the mobile now. I've done the weird ones on the PC.
How do you find this shit? I go to the Play Store, and it's just like the first five pages are freemium.
I don't know. I don't question the gifts that I have been given.
Finding the weirdest bonkers crap.
Yeah, basically. That's it. Excellent. If you enjoyed Soda Dungeon, which you probably did because it's a classic game, this is a good one.
I'm looking at the webpage for this, and one thing that drew my eye in was it says at the bottom of the webpage for this game, in-app products, so purchases in effect, 67 pence to £65.95 per item.
Now, the thing is, though, that's not as batshit as you might think.
Yes, it is.
Because it's not. It's quite common. Because I play Boom Beach for my sins, and that it's you can buy gems, and you buy packets of gems, so you can buy five gems or something for a quid, or you can spend £75 to get the ultimate loot box or something like that that's got 10 in it or something like that.
People but why would you do that? This is the laziest game ever. You are a loot
hoover. People got more money than life.
Why would you want to pay money to be a better loot hoover?
Oh, okay, right. Look, we're going to move on. That's everything that we played. With five people, there's an awful lot of shit that we played. But thank you very much, everybody. That's a real eclectic mix of everything that we played. PC, we've got PS4, we've got Xbox 360, we've got mobile. I think we've covered everything.
Nintendo.
Poor Nintendo.
No one talks about Nintendo.
Does not exist.
Put it back in the box.
There is no such thing as Ross's Nintendo corner.
I thought about getting out of the loft yesterday, and I just thought, what's the point?
I loved Ross's Nintendo news.
Ross's Nintendo news. That went the way of old yellow pretty quick, didn't it? Right, okay. We're going to have a very brief break, and we're going to be back with some news. Be right back.
And I say to you, my brothers and sisters, hell is a deep, dark, foul, smelly prison of the damned. Filled with fire and brimstone, lost souls and demons. And how do you escape this eternal damnation? You blast the nasty pink demons!
4-Bit Jaguar, the best Doom ever.
Right, we're back. We've got some brief bits of news, and this is really difficult, actually, this week, because if you look for any gaming news whatsoever, it's all E3 leaks. And I'm doing zero-styly bunny ears here, because absolutely none of these are fucking leaks, and I wish people would stop calling
it
that.
Oh, no, our games leaked.
How inconvenient. A week before E3, our game is leaked.
I can't believe it.
Do you know what I mean? It's just, how does anybody actually believe that suddenly, like, 12 major game designers have had all of their games leaked? A week before E3. It's a fucking early reveal, for Christ's sakes. Get a grip. So we're quite sparse on news, but there's a couple of really, really funny pieces of news. One of these, and somebody is going to fucking pipe up about this more than likely, and there's been a lot of piping up about this on the internets, but GameSpot, and I don't know if this is GameSpot UK a la Dave, or whether this is GameSpot US a la not Dave. Let's blame Dave. As happens when a new game comes out that's multi-platform, companies, games journalists, sites and stuff will do a comparison, like a PS4 versus Xbox 360 versus PC, yeah? And ordinarily, nobody is surprised that the PC version looks fucking shit tons better than the others, and it's not that PC is necessarily better, it's just that if you spend a grand on something, you are obviously going to get better graphics than if you spend £400 on something. Only, when they did this, when GameSpot did this with the PS4 versus the PC version of Overwatch, and there was no Xbox 360, which, is it not out on Xbox 360? Not Xbox 360, Xbox One.
Yes, it is. Overwatch, yeah.
That wasn't in there for some reason, but it was just PS4 versus PC. And I was watching it, and I watched this, and I thought, but my PC gets better graphics than that. I'm sure it looked better on my PC than that did. And as it turns out, in all the comments and everything, that's because, for some reason, the guys at GameSpot had decided to turn the PC graphics down to lowest. Now, bear in mind that this is a game that automatically detects your graphics settings based on your hardware anyway. So this is a conscious effort that somebody has gone to turn the graphics settings down to low. But not only that, the low graphics settings still leaves on certain things. So they've then gone in and gone into the custom settings and turned off everything that's left. So there is absolutely no shadows on the PC version. And they kind of put it there without comment. There wasn't a, wow, look how much better the PS4 version looks than the PC version. It was just kind of a, this is how it looks video. I think last time I looked, the video had something like 360 likes and 11,500 downvotes on YouTube. But I don't understand how they get away with that kind of shit. Like, I understand comparing a PS4 game in which you have no choice over what the graphics settings are to a PC game on either medium or high settings, but you need to state that it's medium or high settings, yeah? Or do a comparison between the PS4 and a £400 PC, because that is a direct comparison.
It's either somebody with an agenda or somebody with a high level of idiocy.
Or somebody who decided that GameSpot wasn't getting enough traffic. So what a stupid thing to do. And my favourite comment on the YouTube video was by Total Biscuit, who I don't fucking like in at all, but whose post was, "Dear Games Journalism, please keep doing shit like this so that we can steal your audience. Sincerely, YouTube." Surely the whole thing about games journalism websites is that you've got to trust them. And there's only one out there that I actually trust for reviews anymore, and that's Game Trailers. But I've been put off by so many games websites.
Making a note.
But I've been put off by so many games websites sponsored by Games Trailers. I've been put off by so many websites because of this shit. Because they just post bollocks and then wonder why people get up in arms about it. I don't get this, but it's just hilarious that they have been absolutely slammed till the cows come home over this video. There's a load of people now saying, oh, it's unfair to be pissed off with them about the video because they were supposed to be doing a representation. Were they bollocks? Somebody was being a dick. Somebody was being a full-fledged dick. So there you go, that's the first piece of hilarious news that I have. Who would like to take the next piece of news? Lee.
Okay, Twitch troll gets bank trolled.
Okay, explain.
This is some guy that was generously donating to people's Twitch funds. And giving away lots of lovely money for free to people, and then decided, no, I'm not really going to give you that, and tried to get a refund from PayPal. Tried to stop the payments, and PayPal went, fuck you, and stopped him. So he's had to pay $50,000.
$50,000.
In these donations.
Now,
what a wanker.
The thing is, the reveal for this actually came from the guy himself. Because nobody would have...
This is someone who craves attention.
Nobody would have known. Because he would have tried to get the money back. PayPal would have said no. The Twitch guys would have still had it. And nobody would have been any the wiser. But he's gone to Twitter on his own Twitter account and go, fuck, I can't get the money back.
This is trolling on a whole different level.
Yeah, I mean, this is expert level trolling. He said it doesn't. He's like rich anyway, so the money doesn't mean anything to him. If the money doesn't mean anything to you, why didn't you just let them fucking have it, you dick? And it wasn't just that. He didn't just give them the money and then try to get it back. He gave them the money and then left it the maximum amount of time that you can wait before issuing a refund request, which was 29 days. So he let them think for 29 days they've got this money, and then issued the refund request, which is supposed to put a freeze on the funds, and then it will put into dispute, which could take however long it takes PayPal. What actually happened was he did this, it put a freeze on it for all of about 12 hours until somebody at PayPal went, on your fucking bike, son, and immediately sent everything through. I thought this was absolutely brilliant. So,
good on PayPal.
Yeah, good PayPal, and don't be a dick, because you will end up having to pay £50,000.
And if this guy wants to get in touch with us, what's the email address?
If this guy wants to send us some money, you can find us at ReadyP2 on Twitter. Donate however much you like, and we will quite happily wait the 30 days to see what happens.
Yeah, we'll open our DMs up just for you.
Right, do we have any more news? What's the next little bit of news?
I don't know if anyone's seen these, but it's the Vans Nintendo collaboration. I think I mentioned it a couple of weeks ago.
All the bonkers things. So this is shoes.
Vans is Nintendo shoes.
Is it?
Yes.
So
yeah.
So how is this any different to other Nintendo merchandise?
It's made by Vans.
Oh, cool.
They've licensed Vans to make it, basically.
They do look quite cool.
Really?
Well,
all of the ones that I've seen look awful.
If you're into weird-looking shoes...
The only thing that I would pay for is the box.
The box? Why does the box look cool?
Because the box looks like an old NES.
Right, okay.
What?
See, I've got an old NES, and I'm happy to just put a shoe in it.
My kids paint some stuff on it.
At that point, I'm winning. They've already ripped the front off the fucking thing. It's like, apparently it was far too inconvenient to lift a flap up before they put the game in, so it just got removed.
I quite like the snapback, but I'm not paying £30 for it.
No.
Yeah, I like the Princess Peach one.
I picked out the Princess Peach one as well. I don't know what that says about me.
An awful lot that we're not going to get into. This podcast is long enough as it is.
But the thing is, this is kind of another step for Nintendo and their, like, weird partnerships.
Mm.
So, like, they did the DLC thing with Mercedes.
Yeah. But is this part of...
In Mario
is
Kart.
Is this part of Nintendo's almost forced westernization of itself? Because that's kind of what it feels like to me. It's almost like somebody at Nintendo has gone, look, we've been out of this, we don't really get it, and we need to kind of more, like, westernize what
we're doing. Here's some shoes!
Yeah, let's get out there. Let's go. And then proceeded to make some of the most bonkers decisions that I've seen.
Yeah, it just... It strikes me as being... I don't know. I don't like the shoes, for starters. And it just seems like a really bizarre choice. I mean, Vans must have been all over it when Nintendo approached them, or vice versa, because you put Nintendo print on a pair of their shoes and you've basically got a license to print money.
Yeah, essentially. And let's face it, Vans shoes are kind of boring looking anyway, and I'm sorry if you're a fan, but it's just a pair of sneakers. That's all it is.
Yeah, but I've seen people ordering three... four pairs.
Some people are mad into trainers, though, aren't they?
But they're never. There's no intention to wear them, is there?
These are people who are just mad into Nintendo, and I'm just, or they're buying into the hype of a pair of fucking Nintendo trainers that they probably wouldn't have bought had they not got this ridiculous Nintendo print all over them.
I don't know why buying them because you like Nintendo. I mean, I like fruit, but I wouldn't want them on my feet. You know, I wouldn't want to put a couple of melons on my feet or something like that.
A pair of trainers with some pictures of bananas all over them.
Actually, do you know what? I'm up for that. Fans, get on it. Yeah, this is a bit weird. I don't know, we don't need to talk about this too much more, but yeah, it is a bit weird. Nintendo seems to be making very odd merchandising, or, like, because they're trying to get into the movie business now in the Western world, and, like, specifically in the Western world and stuff like that. I don't know, it's weird. It's like they're trying to break out without actually needing
diversifying.
Because people are fans of them anyway. They just need to stop making shit consoles. There you go, Nintendo. Stop making shit consoles. And that's why people will like what you're doing. Not shoes. Oh, unless they've got motion controllers in them. Is that why there's so much is that why there's so much money? Can you waggle in them?
You probably stick your amiibo on them somewhere.
Oh, amazing. If they've got, like, a harness for the Wiimote. Suddenly. Not that I've got a Wii. Or a Wiimote. So there we go. All right, look, we're going to move on.
So it would appear that since the release of Overwatch, it's kind of spawned a new genre of pornography.
Is it a new genre or just more pornography?
Well, yeah, probably more pornography. Yeah, and it's all Overwatch
themed.
Who is surprised about this? Before this game came out, I had seen a shocking quantity of Overwatch porn, and I'm not sure that I was surprised about it in the slightest.
A shocking quantity?
South Korea has the largest amount of searches for this porn as well.
Really?
Yeah.
And Belarus, oddly.
Yep.
Pornhub have released insights into... I quite like the Pornhub informatics.
Their insights are great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that's not seen these?
quite amusing or quite interesting.
I mean, I only read the articles.
Oh my god.
Like, one of them here is they had an 817% increase, search increase, the day that the public beta went live on their website.
So while you've got some people furiously playing the game, you've got other people furiously drawing porn furiously and yet more people furiously masturbating.
Wait, no. I love what the animators are saying about this. Let's take a direct quote here, which is, I love to tell a story. It's what I love most about when I animate. The sex sequences are just a bonus to keep the viewers interested.
Yeah, but the thing is, the story is, the entire thing is a sex scene, surely, isn't it?
I'm so confused.
Is there a story to these things? Come on, which one of us has watched them?
No, I've
not looked at you yet.
It's all right. That's the rest of your night sorted.
I'm watching it now.
Oh, God. Oh,
God. No.
Just clip a bit of the audio for the podcast.
There's a bit in here, in this Kotaku article, unsurprisingly. And it says, Blair pointed out that other fetishes, likely bestiality, are big moneymakers on Patreon. Where a lot of video game porn makers get paid. Intertentacle porn, monster porn, don't worry, you're going to be okay. There's also a fair amount of vanilla, sex between two characters, and gangbang, sex between multiple characters, content. I like that they had to clarify what vanilla and gangbang sex was.
Just in case you weren't sure. The thing I like about this is, so not only is the story kind of that Blizzard are so angry about this that they're issuing takedown notices.
Yeah.
Right, now so there's a couple of things that I'd like to point out. The first one is, if you don't understand what Rule 34 is, you don't deserve to be on the internet. And the other one is, I'm sorry, Overwatch graphic designers, but if you didn't design Tracer to have porn made of her, what the fuck did you think you were doing? She is basically wearing painted... In fact, I'm not even sure they're clothes. Somebody just painted her legs orange.
Look, that outfit makes me feel uncomfortable because it does look like she's wearing a nappy. I'm not going to fucking rose to Nick here. It looks weird.
But the thing is, they have really... I mean, they did a number on Tracer. They've done it on a couple of the women in the game as well. If they didn't expect this, I'm not 100% sure what they thought they were doing.
I'm just reading through this article, and it says, it's interesting to consider the footer trend in that light. Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is.
But... We'll leave that.
Okay, people, Google search futanari. You can tell me about it later.
That's something that I don't really want to look
into. No, it's probably not. It's probably a good idea.
Isn't it ladies with penises?
Yes,
it
is.
I don't know. did it come about due to the tastes of the viewers, or because it was easier for creators to just slap an erect cock on a pre-existing nude of, say, Widowmaker? I don't know who Widowmaker is, but let's continue. It's not just forceful. It's not like forceful penetration doesn't fit her personality either. I mean, she's a sniper. She's all about forceful penetration. It's literally her job.
I love that it fits in the archetype as well.
Oh.
Oh my god, this is... There's nothing about this that isn't brilliant. The my first experience with Rule 34, when I didn't understand it, was somebody basically said, say something and I will find you porn of it on the internet. Yeah. And I went, toaster. And I swear to god, within about 20 seconds he found me toaster porn.
Yeah.
Jesus. Just a bit at the start of the article, the most popular video game related porn search is Minecraft. What?
What?
People have a massive hard-on for Steve.
That doesn't even make any sense. Who the hell looks... That's like getting a stiffy for Lego.
Does he have, like, a pixelated dick?
I feel like we may be going slightly too far down the rabbit hole.
Most searches in Minecraft followed by Halo, Clash of Clans, and Call of Duty.
Oh, my God.
We still got a not safe for work thing on our podcast, haven't we?
Call of Duty's been beaten by Clash of Clans. That became Call of Duty.
Explicit. I don't even get it. Look, there is porn of everything. There is porn of every game. This is more funny to me. The only real funny thing about this is the character design on both the women and the men in this game is so hyper over-sexualized that if they didn't see this coming, they're mental.
Hold on a second.
I'm holding.
Because it does say, actually, it's mostly women. They don't include any of the men.
What, on the takedown notices? Are they happy for the men to stay?
No. The people, the pornographers, I don't know. The people making
it. I would imagine that that's because the people that are making it know their target audience.
Yeah. So they just... They just use a generic male model.
Oh, really? Yeah. We can't even be bothered to steal the game graphics, so we're just going to just use some random dude.
Oh, there's practically every sentence of this article is an innuendo.
Yeah.
Nobody expected it to get this big, but they're all enjoying the ride.
This also represents the first time I've seen porn on Kotaku, but I'm happy with the trend.
I'm so confused.
Overwatch hentais. Richard told me that he's in the process of gathering prominent Overwatch porn animators to start a petition against Blizzard's removals, arguing that Overwatch porn counts as transformative fair use.
Oh my god, they actually know the law!
Even if a worst-case scenario were to occur, however, Richard doesn't think the flow of Overwatch porn would stop entirely.
I'd like to point out that this isn't quoting me.
No. What are you doing in your spare time?
No, I'd like to point out, I don't have enough time to make it.
Called Richard from Overwatch Hentai.
Okay, good grief. Look, we need to move away from this. As hilarious as this is...
That's pretty much it. There's loads more. I'll just link to the article.
Yeah, link the article.
This is possibly... The great thing about this is possibly the longest article I've ever seen on Kotaku.
There's a lot of paragraphs.
It's a lot of quite a subject.
Yeah, this is the most comprehensive...
It's got little diagrams in it.
The most comprehensive porn article that I've seen. It's one of the most comprehensive game articles I think I've seen on Kotaku. Right, okay, so that was brilliant. We're going to take a quick break and we're going to be back with something, but we're not really sure what yet. See you in a moment.
We are Nintendo Ultimate TV Game System. We challenge all players. You cannot beat us. Aim your zapper gun. You cannot beat us. Even with your robot partner. You cannot beat us. Score 1 million. You cannot beat us. Discover new worlds.
We are back, and we're going to do something a little bit special. Because we have the Grandmaster Game Master... It's a bit special.
Don't build it up.
Got the Grandmaster Game Master himself, Mr. Rossifer Bellbag, on the episode. And not only that, we've got all five of us on the episode. We're going to play a game. And we're going to play one of our favourites, the random name game.
The legendary.
The legendary random name game. Now, recently, and I'd just like to point this out before we start, there was a certain bomb dropped on Twitter... or actually, I think it was in Facebook chat, which highlighted the fact that there has been a conspiracy against me since the beginning of this podcast, in which there was apparently a pact made between the original members that said that I was never going to win a podcast game. Now, Lewis has refuted this and said that it never actually happened.
Yeah, well, it's in my contract.
But what's concerning me more is we've almost completely changed the original lineup, yet I'm still losing. We're going to play the game. I'm not going to win, but hopefully it's going to be absolutely hilarious. We're brought Lee up to speed. Hopefully everybody knows what's going on.
If it's not, it's just going to get cut.
Ross isn't playing. Yeah, if it's shit, we'll just cut it out.
You'll never hear any of this.
It will be a lost portion of a present episode. Right then. So, Ross has decided that he's not feeling creative enough to actually participate in this. So, as always, he's actually going to be the Game Master. So, Ross.
Yes.
Do you want to shoot the first random game at our predetermined goer or firsterer?
Oh god, my adrenaline is so high right now.
I don't understand why you agreed to do these things first. Okay, go for it.
Surprise Rabbit, the game of the movie.
okay. So, this game, obviously, is going to be on the Nintendo Wii. You are going to be... traversing. Hopefully there's going to be a little bit of VR, you know, get one of those VR headsets. You're going to be traversing a movie set. Now, this is all going to be all behind the scenes of the Wallace and Gromit Were-Rabbit film.
Oh, nice.
Now, you are going to be hunted down by were-rabbits. But don't worry, you have your Wii nunchucks to help you. Your Wii nunchucks are basically going to be carrots, like a carrot gun. And you're going to have to fire at the were-rabbits that are chasing after you. But of course, being Surprise Rabbit, the game of the movie, there are going to be a lot of jump scares during this game. They're going to come out of the walls at you. All of the movie theater thing is going to be dark. It's going to be great. Also, Wallace and Gromit. Why would you not want that in a game?
The time goes up. I love the fact that you managed to say this is a VR game on one of the only current platforms that doesn't have a VR offering.
Yep.
On one of the arguably the most underpowered console of the last
generation. I'm gonna pioneer it. Fuck it.
Oh, brilliant. Okay.
That sounds a lot like Raven Rabbids as well, by the way.
It was essentially Raven Rabbids in VR.
That went down a completely different route than where my mind went.
I'm so glad for that.
I just see a Surprise Rabbit is something very, very different in my head.
Presumably
especially with a Wii controller.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is blowback from that fucking... Oh, I shouldn't say blowback either. This is the result of that Overwatch article.
Yeah.
It's got all of our blood. We've got like a collective redneck thing going on at the moment. Oh, blood pressure. Oh. Right, okay, who's going next?
Lewis is next, I think.
Lewis is next. All right, go on, hit Lewis with your
you ready, sir?
Yep.
Here we go. The enormous jihad base.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I need to be careful with what I say about
this. Bonus points if you put a rabbit in it.
So this is a
a tricky one.
A real-time strategy game. But what you have to do is find the enormous... It's like a Where's Wally real-time strategy game. So you have to find the enormous jihadi base. I think
that's what
the name of the game was. The world. You have to find all of them.
This is what America's doing now.
This, in fact, do you know what? This isn't even a video game. It's a book.
Nice.
It's a Where's Wally style book. And you just get a map of the world. And then you get little jihadi guys dressed like Where's Wally. And once you find them, then it goes into like a dot to dot. And then that's the base. Everything inside of your ring of jihadis they're the base.
Ring of Jihadis has to be the podcast title as well.
Ring of Jihadis is going to get us killed. That is such a bad idea. I'm not even sure there's any point the rest of us going, if I'm being honest.
I like
please
that.
No.
That's good.
That was brilliant. The fact that it devolved so fast that you just turned it into a book as well. It's just like, do you know what? That was like the mind of a genius at work.
Yeah.
He was like, he was coming up with this. It's going to be a book. Oh. I wouldn't have stopped to dot. Oh. God, that escalated quickly.
Oh, Ryan right. De-escalated.
Yeah. Lee, you're up, aren't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, right, you've got a feel of the game now.
Right, no pressure. Just be funny.
And your 60-second start as soon as I finish this title, which is Manic Duck Dash.
Oh, this is obviously a VR game.
They were all going to be, weren't they?
Yeah. They were all going to be. This is a whack-a-mole clone in the Oculus Rift with the new touch controllers where you... This is really hard. This is a lot harder than I heard it when I was
It's
listening.
Worse that you put it in the Oculus Rift. I quite like the idea that most of the ducks are coming up from behind you.
Maybe an Oculus
Rift.
Yeah,
so from 360 like, degrees, you are getting swarmed by ducks and you have to smash the ducks in the head to stop them reaching your base, which is your feet. And I think that's all I've got.
That's it. The problem is that that actually sounds like an actual VR game.
Yeah.
It's just Space Pirate Trainer, but with ducks.
But with ducks. Exactly what it is.
In fact, that's effectively what Space Pirate Trainer is. It's a fancy duck hunt.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That sounds more
fancy
violent.
VR
yeah.
duck hunt.
It's a fancy, scary VR duck hunt. I like the idea that there's a laughing dog when you go wrong as well. Just to piss you off.
God, that's hard.
Yeah, no, it's really. You get put on the spot. This is why Elle goes into a flop sweat when it's her go.
That's why she goes first, just to get it out of the way.
Yeah, just to get it out of the way, because otherwise she gets palpitations. The anxiety lasts too long.
This is why, like, I have very big arms on my computer chair so I could grip on. Like,
we don't like to prolong it too long, otherwise Sven gets a beating. Actually, it's not Sven anymore, is it?
No, right. It's no longer Sven.
He's been replaced.
No, Sven has been replaced. Okay, right, look, I guess it's my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn, Rich. You ready?
Oh, my wordy word. Okay, go for it.
The radioactive jackhammer in Dreamland.
Oh, that's easy.
This is a Kirby game. This is a Kirby game on... What's it going to be on? Fuck it, it's in VR. Now, what's going to have to happen is that Kirby's, through some kind of radioactive incident, Kirby's tongue has been replaced with a jackhammer. And so what's happening is Kirby's land has been invaded by ducks. It's been invaded by ducks. And what Kirby has got to... You as Kirby, rabid, why not? Rabid ducks, yeah. And you as Kirby have got to run around, but because they're radioactive ducks, yeah, you said radioactive.
Yes.
Because they're radioactive ducks, you can't just suck them in like Kirby normally does. I'm not really sure what Kirby's mechanic normally is, but sucks them in and then kills them with the jackhammer tongue. But what you've got to do
so
is
he
that
sucks
one of
them and then...
No, because one of your hands with the Vive controller is the sucking action, but the other one of your hands you've got to keep permanently underneath your chin and waggle backwards and forwards as a jackhammer. Right?
So you have to have your mouth wide open?
Yes, yes. And you put the Vive controller in your mouth.
Underneath your chin.
And you have to give it...
Rich, I can't believe you stole all my ideas.
Yeah, so you're effectively giving the Vive controller a rapid blowjob in order to... do the jackhammer motion. Sorry, my 60 seconds is up.
Yeah.
Carry on. this is why I never win. I can't come up with a field.
Because you come up with rubbish games.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Well, did you want to do another round, or are we happy to call that there?
I'm quite happy to call it there, if I'm being honest. I don't know if Elle's anxiety levels and my embarrassment levels can handle another round.
No, I have a definitive winner.
Oh, go on, who is it?
It's Lewis, there's no VR.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Even though it's a book, it just won on
Guys,
comedy factor.
We failed hard on knowing our target audience.
In fact, I wasn't even going towards my target audience. I was just
to be honest, just having got the dot is just a winner in anybody's books, isn't it?
I'd read a book called The Massive Jihadi Base.
Find the Massive Jihadi Base.
It's like Where's Wally?
I like the idea of mailing this to Donald Trump once it's been printed.
Oh my god.
It was actually bass spelt like the instrument, if that makes it an easier game to play.
Oh,
oh my god. This is amazing.
Oh, that made it a very, very different game.
It's a rocksmith.
I can't
believe
it. It's amazing how English spelling can change things, isn't it? Right. That's it. We've done it. We have spoken about stuff that we've played. We've spoken about news. We've spoken about porn and we've played a game. We have hit every single base that we aimed for this podcast, really, haven't we? And we've had 5 people on the episode. Frankly, I'm amazed that it finished today. But that was it. This was good. This was doable. I was starting to think that 5 was a daunting task, but I'm pretty sure that we're on it. So before I ask everybody where you are and where people can find you and what you're going to be doing... Firstly, you can find us on Twitter at ReadyP2. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook/ReadyPlayer2. Is it TWO or the number 2?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, that's really helpful. Yes. It's one of them, because we don't do Facebook.
Just search ReadyPlayer2.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do Facebook, actually, recently. You can also find us on thepalaceofwisdom.co.uk and all the amazing things that they've been posting on there as well. We're asking for you. That's... Oh, you could even find us this week on fucking Google Plus, which was the biggest shock of my life because I didn't even know it existed. Then, if you're done looking at all those amazing places, you can find me on Twitter at Zebwen. That's Zebwen. You can find Lee at...
ZZLeeZZ.
You can find Ross...
at RossBell1984.
You can find L...
Escaping IRL. Yay!
And you can find... You know, all of these are Twitter. You can find Lewis...
at Louis_Kong.
You can also find us on Acast. Acast are the hosts/sponsors of the podcast. Is that right? Am I saying that?
Yeah.
Right. Yay! Have I hit everybody? Have I done everything?
Download the Acast app and subscribe to us through that. It's better than iTunes.
It's actually quite a good app.
That's not saying it's really good. Just fucking lick your phone. That's better than iTunes. Right. That's us. That's been Ready Player 2 episode
63.
Absolutely every single host that's cool. We will be back next week, probably with less of us, because scheduling this is a fucking nightmare. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much for listening, and from all of us, goodbye!
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 Goodbye.
please from you.
I'm not awesome. Pandering to you, you fuck nugget.
I just disappeared halfway through Lee talking.
Natural reaction.
I did.
Yeah, sorry, the blue squigglies weren't happening like they normally happen, which they're happening now, like they are, like they should be. Oh, God. I'm only going to put three. The only other ones that I've played have been World of Warcraft, because reasons.
No way.
I know, I went back to it. I couldn't help it. I watched the Warcraft movie and it was shit, so I needed to go back and remind myself why I loved it so much.
Nice. Hold your hands at the correct distance apart for clapping. I find this to be around about 14 centimetres. So everybody, say hello to Lee. This is you. There we go. Everybody say hello to Ross. You're actually supposed to say hello. This is not working as well as I expected it to.
Wait, who's supposed to say hello?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Everybody.
Damn. Hello.
It's Elle and Auntie Lee.
Elle, it's appropriate for you to call this game a penis, by the way.
Yay!
Before this game came out, I had seen a shocking quantity of Overwatch porn, and I'm not sure that I was surprised about it in the slightest.
I'm watching it now.
Oh, God.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, that's a whole kettle of fish.
No. How dare they? I have needs.
So what happens is, everybody comes round to your house, Father Christmas brings presents.
Is Lee suitably birds than bees?
That's it, we've been here, we've talked about games, we've spoken about news, we've spoken
Hang
about
on,
porn, and we have played a game. We've hit every single note here.
Start again. You didn't need enough of a break.
I did. Didn't
did
I?
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do it again anyway.
Take two!
I'll do it fucking again anyway. Why the hell not?
And that's what you get for showing off.
You fucked it up, Rich. Oh, no. 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 If this is where I'm going. No. No.
There we go. It's still not that tune, El.
I know, but it's my favourite.
It's just on a loop in El's head forever.
Yeah, it is. There's a lot of things on a loop in El's head.
Also, it's episode 63, not 53.
Did I say 53?
Yeah, you did.
Hang on a minute. Lee, splice this in.
Yeah.
63. Thank you.
El, say 63.
63?
Not in a sexy bingo voice. It's supposed to be in a regular L. Lewis, say 63.
63.
That's a sexy bingo voice as well.
I know. Russ.
No, it's not. That's not sexy. I could have gone 6 and 3, 9.
63. Ross.
63.
And Lee.
63.
What the fuck? That was like a pedo 63.
Voice.
That was like, I'm going to get chased away from this playground in a minute, 63.
I can feel another remix coming on.
You can upgrade your ship.
Plane.
The Zeppelin.
What is it? A Zeppelin?
Plane.
The Zeppelin.
What is it? A Zeppelin?
Plane.
What are you, 1920s Germans?
Plane.
You frantic bastard.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.